When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? Today's, yeah. It's Brent done with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first? Seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Girl, I've got too much. Because you know what it is as well, yeah? When I come off annual leave, like the first day, I just think, oh, like it's a woe is me kind of day.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming. So I do this thing where when I go on annual leave, yeah. I never come back on a Monday. Nope.
Yeah,
it's
very bad vibes.
I will come back, if anything, on a Tuesday, but I tend to do a Wednesday. So I will work like, on my...
Yeah, because Monday onwards anyway, it's like less, like by the time you come back on Wednesday, there's less pressure because everything's been done on that Monday, Tuesday. Yep. So I hear it. It's a new life hack, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. And I get covered. So they sort everything out for Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday is not to, it's just 3 days of the week, and then I start fresh the week after. Yeah, I can't do Monday is so bad vibes to return to work.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's just too much. And then you got the weekend emails. Because I'm going to work on the weekend. It's all closed.
It's mad when I see people sending emails on the weekend, but like not early. It's like 11, 12. And I'm like,
get a life.
No life. Like, what are you doing spending your weekend looking at emails? Like,
you know what's on for me? Yeah, go on.
Be on holiday, like on annual leave, and checking his emails.
Now, girl, sir. Do you know the worst one for me yet is Sunday emails? It's the Lord's Day. Relax. I'm seeing like 9 a.m. on a Sunday. Like, so you woke up on a Sunday and work is on your heart. Nah. Nope.
Embarrassing, child. Embarrassing.
I don't have colleagues there. What they do yet, they would, because they know that like, they come back to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They will log in on that Sunday evening to try and sort things out ahead of Monday. Sorry.
Oh, I do that.
Nope.
If I, because when I went Ghana last time, because I was off for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just check the night before because I don't want to come back and I'm seeing 200 emails. That would just piss me the hell off. I was like, let me just see what number I'm gauged I'm have to work with. And then, I did that the night before,
I like to be surprised.
No, so that I like off, to, you know.
Oh, I love it. Because basically, it's a coin flip. I could either come back to like 100 plus emails or people that have been covering me have been really good and I come back to like less than 50. So I find it's just interesting to see how it goes because the first day I get back anyway, that's my day. But this time I was working really hard actually the first day. And then the next day I said, I can't lie to you, I need a break.
Right. And then isn't so it's funny.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny when you actually have to work for your paycheck? Like when you actually have to work, and I'm
It's giving slavery.
I didn't actually sign up for this.
All of this. The worst is on a Friday. So I don't like coming into bare emails on a Monday. I hate that. Fridays, I like to clear my inbox. I like just clear it all up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a late one for me today. But I just, I just think, why are you guys making me work?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I know I'm here to work, but you actually working.
Like, you're actually working me to my last, you're working like a meal.
Like, relax.
Honestly, I really think it's bad vibes.
But today, luckily, both of my managers are off. Hope that that's nice. I found this podcast. So I've been chilling.
Listen, that's me. Don't you feel like when your manager's off here, it's like your annual leave too?
Girl, no one's disturbing me. No, Akwia, do you mind if you... No.
I mind.
I'm relaxing.
I love it. Yeah.
I'm busy on Teams all day doing nothing. Allegedly.
That's me. Allegedly. Hypothetically.
If somehow they find me, it's allegedly.
Yeah. Okay. No, they won't find you. You understand our black business. This is an entertainment podcast. It's for entertainment purposes only. No, so when my manager's on leave, yeah, I just feel like it's our leave.
Yeah.
It just feels great. Because I was just like, cause I know that when he's back, he's just be like, email like, hi, Esther. Do you mind?
Annoying.
What was it that Leanne said on Love Island? Shut up.
You're obsessed with me.
Literally. Leave me. I hate seeing emails that starts with my name, because then it's like I know it's directed at me. Do you get me? Sometimes I could just be a CC.
Yeah.
So it's not really my business. Mm-hmm. But when I see hi Esther, that means it's for me, to me.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And especially when I get told to do something, I just think, like, what you've asked me to do, they're basically, one of my managers asked me to help somebody else with something, right?
Yeah.
But in that email, he's already told the person what to do. So I'm just like,
those are the worst. Why am I here?
Like, why am I don't do anything. So now I'm just thinking, okay, do you know what? I might just send a little email like, oh, I'm here if you need any help with da-da-da. Because at this point, there's nothing for me for actually, like, he literally bullet pointed exactly what he needs to do.
So what am I here for?
So why are you saying, Akuya, like, do me a favor, can you help? You done told him what to do.
I think that's why they're doing it. So what you've done is the best thing. Of, if you need any help, any further guidance, let me know. Because I don't know what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally. I don't know why I'm in it.
Literally.
I don't want to do my own work. Do you really think I want to be... It's a lot. It's like, honestly, office life is just...
It's mad.
It's like, and there's so much feet. Like... I get it.
Yeah, and there's so much like little... Like, what's it called? Like petty drama. And I'm just like...
I don't care. I'm not here for a long time or a good time. I'm just here to get a check.
Literally.
I'm here for neither. I'm here to get a check.
Literally.
And cut. I'm not involved in all. Like sometimes, yeah, when people try to involve me, I'm thinking,
I don't care.
I don't want to be involved in my own work. Do you think I want to be involved in like stuff that is not entertaining to me?
And also, we're not friends like that.
Yeah, we're not. We're really not.
Like, I literally kiki ha ha, do my work, and I'm out. Like, that's it. But some people want to try and involve you, trying to be friends with you. Like, no, I don't mind being work like friends, but
it stays at work. That,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It starts here and it ends here.
And people be so quick to try and follow you on Instagram as well. And I'm just like, oh.
Don't do that.
And if it's, I don't know how to say no.
What?
No, because they'll be like, oh, like they'll give you their phone and be like, oh, you're on Instagram. And I'm like, yeah. What am I supposed to do then?
Create a burner account. Create another account and you'll be like, oh, I don't really use it, and then they add that one and that's it, but that one doesn't even follow your real one, because we'll find your real one,
because the Instagram, like, the okay, the work me is different from the outside of work me. Like, you would not think that it's the same people that comes into the office and says,
like,
hi,
yep,
good morning, like
at work,
totally...
they've got a queer outside, yeah, of work you got tequila a queer.
Like, we are two separate people.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't want the two worlds to collide. Like, we're
absolutely separate. It cannot.
Yeah.
Because that's how you know. Next week, I'm at work now, speaking to HR about my off work situation.
Because sometimes I want to be cussing y'all on the internet. I can't do that if you guys follow me.
Exactly. Do you know the people that one of my managers? I'm actually really cool. But I've got her on Snap and I've got her on Instagram.
Oh wow, that's very personal.
I had to mute her because of situations. Oh. I said
okay.
But I mentioned one of the problems on Twitter. I said, I love you. But no, I said, that's one place you kind of, and she respected it. She's like, I respected it. Yeah, she respected it.
Boundaries, literally boundaries.
But I think creating a burnout, this, do you know what? This is a life hack. This is about life hacks today, boy.
Honestly.
Create a burner account.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do, yeah, you don't have to post the pictures on, just like, I don't really use it.
Yeah.
I don't really use it. And then that's it, because no one can beat you for not using Instagram.
Yeah, because it's awkward, especially in my current workplace. They'll be so quick to be like, oh, they'll just pass you their phone for you. It's like you're giving them your number, like. And then also, I don't like to have my colleagues have my mobile number, because you can bring my WhatsApp. And like I said, this is two different worlds.
You know what it is for me? It's not even the WhatsApp. It's me not being at work and you messaging me about work.
Yeah.
Where did you do that? I can't do that. I cannot deal with. Sorry.
And also, you know, your mobile number can also link to like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So they got you even realizing. That's how they'll find you. Like, I'm scared that my manager's gonna see me on TikTok talking about day parties and stuff. And I'm like,
but I think you have a right to live your life
outside of work, can't you? Yeah.
That's the thing. Oh, invite me to one of those. That's my fear.
No.
I can't do that, ma'am. I'm afraid. No.
No.
But no, it's true. Like, phone numbers, I can't do. And then do you know another thing as well? Because sometimes, say, for example, they need to get like they need to call you about something.
Yeah.
And you're on leave. They'll be like, oh, has anyone got a queer's number? Then someone wants to show that me and a queer are besties.
Yeah.
I've got her number.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? You and the manager's blocked. You lost your privileges. In the words of Papa Pope, having my number is a privilege.
Literally. Nope. Another life hack is, if you don't want them to see your WhatsApp, literally just custom your settings. So I've hidden like my manager's work colleagues, like only maybe one person can see my picture because we're cool like that. But yeah. Everybody else, like I've hidden my picture. You can't see because ain't none of your business.
It's not even, you can do that as well on Instagram.
Can you? So you can. Yes. I've hidden my story, actually. I know that.
Yeah, so you can hide your story where it's never shown to these people. Yeah. But I think you can even do your post. I think you can also restrict an account.
Yeah, so I can restrict the access to me.
Yeah.
Because so you can give it to them,
but you're not going to see much.
Yeah, I did that to somebody and now I don't know how to unhide the post, like unhide my post because we're friends again.
Oh, I'll tell you how. So basically, go on their page.
Okay, let me do that now, actually.
I had to do it earlier today because I was wilding.
I'm so dumb. Why are we so petty?
I didn't try to do it earlier today. I had to Google it. So go on the person's profile, yeah?
Yeah.
Click the following.
I'm on there. Oh, can you see? You probably can't see.
It's too bright. We're moving back.
Wait, let me lower the thing.
Oh, I still got.
Because you're going to laugh when you see this.
Is it? Look at me, just in the mess. I'm excited to see.
Oh, God, you can't see it.
That's too bright. Don't put it all the way in. Put it kind of a bit back.
It's too bright.
No, I can't see. I want to know who it is, though. That's interesting.
Yeah, you probably already do anyway, but yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, basically, okay.
Is there a chat function in here? We're looping the chat.
Yeah, there is. So basically, go on the page and then click on the following. I thought so.
Yeah. Okay. Following.
Actually, I'll tell you something about that actually after. But yeah, so click the following.
I love it. Yeah, click the following.
And then you see like mute.
Oh, yeah. My source says posts.
Yeah. So you unblur it. Yeah. Click the thing and then it goes off.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how you do it, girl.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because because
you do
know what's so funny, like,
yeah,
is even though I hid my post, somehow he still finds it. Oh God, why did I say he? Jesus Christ. Guys, do you know what it is? What it is.
Cats out the bag. They, not they, child,
because you know how people like to call they now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they,
yeah,
like they like my post still, so I don't know how they can find it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think
maybe
Instagram,
because I promote it on my...
Oh, your story.
On my story, yeah.
Oh, yeah, then it gives them access, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, I just saw an Instagram post, yeah. And it says, if Erica, you know Erica from Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
It says, if Erica becomes a dominatrix, I would ask for my safe words to be orphans and widows.
I'm so done. That's so true.
Sorry.
That is so true. If you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know.
If you know, you know. I need to catch up on that. Like, I need to do a binge. Like, a proper binge. I'm going to do it tonight, actually. I'll see how I feel.
See me first. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right so far. This season.
Really? Mm, yeah. I don't know. I'll do a bit. I don't know. It's just not really encouraging me. And even Atlanta. Like, I haven't bothered with Atlanta.
Yeah, it's not really encouraging recently. Reality TV in general.
It's not. I don't know what it is. It's just very... I don't know. It's not really giving. I miss the like raw days, yeah, the good days.
Yeah, everyone's, I feel like everyone's scared to say something that they're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Cancelled and stuff like that. So,
and I think with TV though, it's kind of how we see with Love Island, like when the budget gets bigger and the thing gets bigger, it's more production, more production ruins it.
Yeah,
it's just not fun.
But involved in the storyline.
Yeah, it looks as if it's so scripted.
Yeah,
because the thing is that before, I feel like before they said, okay, live your life. Whatever bit we want to add, we'll add. Whatever we don't want. But now it's like they're orchestrating things. Okay, you go here, you go here, you be friends with this. It's just not giving.
Yeah, no, I agree. I haven't really watched Atlanta properly.
Yeah, so I was about to ask you a question about it even.
Dubai is even back. Have not watched that.
I watched Dubai two episodes I watched. And I was like...
It's not giving.
It's not capturing enough. It's just not capturing enough. It's just not it, man.
Yeah, so the only thing I've been consistently watching is, oh, so shout out to Issa Rae, because she's back.
Yes.
In her production bag, in her writing bag. She's got a new show called Rap Shit, which is actually really good.
How many episodes is it so far?
So far, I think it's 4, I believe. I might be
wrong. Is it like reality or is it like a scripted like Insecure?
Yeah, it's scripted like Insecure. It's kind of like Insecure in the sense that like you can tell it's the same writers because of like, okay, you know, like the awkward, quirky jokes. Even the way that it's filmed and everything, it's kind of giving this like similar shots of Insecure, but it's different, completely different storyline. But you can tell that it's Insecure influenced, if that makes sense.
In terms
of the way that they shot it, the script and everything. But it's actually really, really good.
I want to check it out. I love Issa Rae, man.
Yeah, and I thought it would be corny because it's about a girl trying to be a rapper. Like, when you hear, you're thinking, no, what the hell is this?
I just think, when I think Issa Rae and rapper, I think Broken Pussy. That was a good tune. That was a tune.
Literally.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, but it's actually quite good. So, and I feel like a lot of people try to do, like musical reality, not reality, musical.
Yeah, but like,
it doesn't work. For example, was Empire one? No, Empire
was music. Yeah, Empire was music.
Girl. Yeah, but even that other season one, dead. Then I know that Eve and Notori, and they also did one recently.
Do you know what? That's a good one. But I think it was on pause because Eve got pregnant. So I don't know if they're coming back.
I can't like the drama.
I had to Google what happened after the last episode because I was like, oh, it's actually a good one. I can't lie. It's actually, and Brandy's in it as well.
Yeah, but I feel like it didn't get the hype that it deserves though.
No, but definitely didn't. But I think sometimes we assume that it's gonna get hype because of the names in it.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, they're not really, they're legends, but they're not trending.
They're not
and
current.
These days it's all about trending. Yeah, they're not current. It's all about being current. It's all about trending. It's all about all that stuff. So
yeah.
But I can't lie, that one is actually a good one. I think you should watch it. It's actually a good one.
Yeah, might give it a go. But yeah, with the rap shit, I thought, another musical might be corny, even though I love Issa Rae, might not be my thing. But watching, I was like, actually, this is actually really good. Like, well done. Like, for someone who was on screen to now step back and just be like, okay, I'm going to give other people a shot of, like, the rise to fame or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, this is actually quite good. So, yeah, shout out to Issa Rae, girl.
I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm having a night in today. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
But so this, what I want to talk about today actually was, so before this, I was watching, is it called Drink Champs or Champ Drinks?
Oh, yeah.
The podcast.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Irv?
Yeah. And then the thing is, I was like, you know what? Maybe people are exaggerating because, you know, people like to talk. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe people exaggerate. So basically, Drink Champ is a podcast by Nori and DJ Effin, I believe, or EFEN, if that's how he says it. And they basically interview like loads of celebrity-based interview podcasts. So they interview loads of celebrities and stuff. So recently they had Murder, Inc. come on. If you live under a rock, or if you're born maybe in the 2000s, you might not know Murder, Inc.
People's tastes are different.
But Murder, Inc. consisted of like Ashanti, Ja Rule, Charlie Baltimore. They were basically kind of like Diddy's group called again? Bad Boy.
That's a concert I would actually go to, you know.
Bad Boy, innit?
No, Murder, Inc.
Oh, Murder, Inc. Yeah.
I listened to Murder, Inc.
Ooh. No, we'll actually get onto that, actually. So, they were actually a group basically of like rappers, singers, whatever, started out in the 90s, maybe. I might be wrong. So, basically, they've got a documentary with BET coming up. So, they're basically doing like a press kind of tour.
Yeah.
So they're going on different things. So, basically, there was on Drink Champs and they had Irv Gotti, who was basically kind of like the Diddy,
mm-hmm.
who was a producer and everything, and they had Ja Rule as well. Now, I actually thought Ja Rule was going to be the one who was going to be a little bit like
acting a fool.
Yeah, because of the whole Fire Festival and everything. I just thought, you an idiot for doing that. But anyway. But then it was Irv. And I was like, what is going on? So basically, the whole interview, I can honestly say, it was 3 hours, by the way, which is very, very long.
Yeah.
But the first hour was basically about Ashanti. Like, even before they even sat on their seats, I put Ashanti on. I gave Ashanti her career.
What do you want? A medal.
And it was giving me Stevie J and Jasmine.
That was your job. You said you're a producer, you're a label owner. So that is your job. Otherwise, you should have got behind the mic.
Bruh.
And be singing happy and foolish.
And the thing you're foolish is, I hate people who do stuff for people and then you want to then be boasting and be giving credit for. Like, yeah, I know people like to get credit for the things that they do, but not in a boastful way. Like, you gave someone their career. You gave them their life. Like, that's giving the slave master.
You might give someone an opportunity, but the talent is what brought them the success. Because you can be talentless and you're not going to go anywhere. Because I'm sure there's other artists you probably tried to put on and nothing came from it.
Exactly that. Like, you could have worked for somebody else who didn't have as much talent and it would have not got anywhere. So it works hand in hand. But anyway, he was just at how Ashanti basically left him for Nelly and how when the feds came looking for him, Ashanti was basically like, she did the Murder Inc. sign, like she's out.
But do you know what that, do you know what's mad about that? That's a lie. Because Ja Rule and Fat Joe have on so many occasions said, the reason why Ashanti's career is not as popping as it should be is because when the murdering stuff was happening, she stood by them. They said to her, sis, go. That career is in a great place.
Yeah.
Don't be attached to this. But she was like, no, you guys are my brothers. And you guys put me on and I'm not going to thank you. So what's he talking about?
Irv said that apparently he was with Ashanti in his Maybach and Ashanti did the Murder Inc. sign like this and said, I'm out. And that cut him to the core. And I was thinking, you know what? You're a little bitch.
You know what's crazy?
It hurts.
Do you know what's mad? This man was married around this time.
Well, he's saying that Ashanti is not the reason for, like, basically, he said he was separated. It was giving Kevin Hart. You know,
don't call my man.
It was given we're separated. Ashanti's not
you're
the
separated, we're living together in the same bed, in the same everything, still doing what you're doing. Okay.
Right. He was like, Ashanti's not the first woman I've been with since I was separated. There was three other women.
That's another.
There was three other women. How he doesn't have problems getting girls. He's always had bad bitches. And I was just like, what is wrong with you? Like, it was honestly given Sir. DJ. Honestly.
Yeah,
that was embarrassing to watch.
That was a dark time, actually.
But then what I was thinking as well when I was watching it was like there's actually men out there that like when they're with you and when they do stuff for you, they genuinely think that like you're meant to praise them for the rest of your life, like
for the rest of your life, you're enslaved to them.
Yeah, and I just think that is actually embarrassing. It's scary.
Like, what did you do that someone cannot do? Like, it hasn't been done before.
And how basically the BET documentary that they're doing now, the producers contacted Ashanti 3 times and she declined it. But the root the root of the problem is basically you know how back in the day people were like in really crazy like deals and stuff.
Yeah.
And now you know how everyone's trying to basically get their masters back. Mm-hmm. So basically Irv will not give Ashanti her masters back. So she can't basically like redo some of her songs apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where the root of the problem is. But he's saying that if I give you the masters back, you're basically, and it was very manipulative, you're basically taking the food off my kid, food off my kids' table, if that makes sense.
Oh, shut up. Boy, it's all right for you to take food off her table.
The person who made
your kids, let your kids to go in the studio and make their own music. How about that?
But it was just it just made me think that men are really like, the way that they think, honestly, we don't want to generalize, but it's just scary. Like
obviously it's not, like, I feel like when we say men, yeah, like it's not all men. So please, okay? I can't be saying some all the time.
Should know this by now.
Yeah, and if the shoe fits, Cinderella, begin to lace it up. Lace up your Jordans, okay? So it's just, it's embarrassing. Like, I really don't like men that talk too much. And like, they want to talk about women. And like, oh, I slept with her. They relax.
He even told us about the time he found out that, that what's her name, Ashanti was with Nelly, and I'm thinking the woman was heartbroken. Yeah, he was heartbroken.
How old is that man?
He a grown ass man. He's
because he's talking all this talk now. This is how he'll get me too'd, because you're talking too much.
He was a big daddy. He is a really big daddy.
He is 52 years old. This happened 20 years ago. He would have been 32. Let's see how old Ashanti is.
Ashanti was a prime in her 20s. Like, she was 21. So even Ja Rule was like, he gets why Ashanti bounced, because
okay, Ashanti's 41. Queer. Ashanti's 40. He's 52. 41. So it's a 11 year difference. Okay. So 52 years ago, he was 32. And 20 years ago, he was 32.
Yeah.
20 years ago, she was 21.
Yeah.
It's giving old man and young girl.
Sugar That's daddy vibes. Giving.
Yeah. So sugar he might daddy. Not want to be talking about this too much, because this could start an investigation, sir. Because all Ashanti needs to do is comment and talk about how it is that he got her, and say that he said, without this, if I don't chill with him or date him, my whatever, or she also says, I felt manipulated.
Yeah.
And, sir, we're going to get you out of here.
But it's very chatty patty, and I just don't like chatty patty.
I hate men.
Why are you talking so much? A whole men that hour talk too much
are so embarrassing.
Of a three, even maybe more than an hour, of a 3 hour interview, you were just chatting about how much you loved her, and this and this and that and this. Like, we get it. You know, I'm gonna have to help someone.
I'm gonna watch it. Because you know, it's
after I stopped anyway, because I can't watch 3 hours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, I've been seeing it, yeah, and I just thought, I don't, because one thing about men talking about they've slept with this woman, I think it's the most childish and embarrassing thing ever.
Yeah.
People don't need to know who you've had sex with. Or, no one cares. And it's not a trophy for you to wear on your head like that, sir. It's embarrassing for you to be talking about it too much. So I was like, I don't really want to encourage anything that is shaming another woman.
Yeah.
And I was like, if they're all men in that room, this man is talking. I'm not seeing any headlines about there being an argument because someone told him to shut up.
Yeah,
so I'm like, so the chances are the other people were co-signing it. I was like, okay, I don't want to watch it, but I think I'm gonna watch it, because at this point it's just embarrassing. Like, I even saw a statement that Ja Rule came out, and Ja Rule was like, bro, that's my sister, this is awkward, don't put me in the middle of your guys.
Yeah, you could tell he, because the thing is, I feel like he also had like an overbearing like persona, where he wouldn't actually let Ja Rule speak. That's the thing. Like, he was just talking, and it's like the interview is meant to be both of you. Like, but you've just come and you're just talking about Ashanti. Let's move on. Like, Ja Rule was literally like, this is awkward, because he's stuck in the middle. Like, he gets both sides, but Ashanti was literally 21. Like,
because literally Ja Rule is Ashanti's like big brother.
Yeah,
they've always made that known, always made that clear. Like, she says in interviews, it's always that. So don't put me in that position,
exactly,
because you're out here not getting over, and this is the thing with men, you people can't get over heartbreaks. Get
and
over it.
Also, it makes me think that sometimes, can men and women actually work together? Like, especially if a man finds a woman attractive,
can they actually
work together platonically? Because business clearly led into pleasure,
and they always, men always try it.
Yeah,
like, I've got a friend who does music here, and like, she'd be like, that the guys just try it, the studio manager, the engineer, that. Bruv,
it's actually disgusting. Leave me alone.
It's actually sickening. It's not every girl that, because there are men who actually don't feel like they can be friends with women without it being a sexual thing.
Yeah,
it's wild for them to. Yeah, for you to even suggest that to them is crazy.
It's just weird. I can have an attractive, like a good-looking friend, doesn't mean I fancy them. I recognize that you're beautiful, but I don't. Do you know what?
Because so you see how, because a lot of men can't just be normal friends with women without it being a sexual thing. That's why a lot of men get hurt and bothered when girls are like, oh, that's just my male friend.
Yeah.
They can't, because they know how they think.
Yeah.
They can't, and how other men are, they can't believe that, first of all, you feel nothing for this guy, and also that he feels nothing for you.
Yeah.
They get so hot and bothered.
Yeah. It's so true. But honestly, I just think, it's not everything that needs to be, and I think this is also for like upcoming artists as well. Like, it's not everything that needs to be, like, you need to mix the two worlds together. Like, we were literally just talking about that before. Like, you need to keep business, especially if you're working with that person. It just needs to be business. And if I fancy, then I can no longer work with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
if that ain't the word, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. If it's getting into that kind of stage where like
that complicated zone,
that we can't work together. It's literally the same in the workplace. Like, some people literally leave jobs because they go into relationship with someone or like they get, do you know what I mean?
Some job places make you leave.
In
the contract, you guys can't get together because you can't have work, you guys' drama coming and spilling to work.
Literally.
Now we're missing out on a big contract because you're out here upset that he texted another girl last night. My friend, if you don't get the money.
Funny enough, actually, my manager,
yeah,
girlfriend works in like in the company as well. She on the same floor, but she just works, she sits on the opposite side, so we don't actually see her. And the funny thing is, so we were in a meeting, right, and we were doing introductions, and I was like, oh, my name's Akia, and I work with so and so. But because I know that they're boyfriend and girlfriend, when I said I work with so and so, I looked at her and I was like, I work with so and so, and I was like, oh no. Like, I didn't mean to say, but I work with your man,
but it's not that kind of work.
Yeah, and it was just so, I was like, oh god, I literally wanted the grass to swallow me up, because I just thought, she was looking at me like, yeah,
I know you. We approved your application, girl.
Literally. We approved it. And it was just like, oh, I could only imagine. Sorry?
Have you ever had a work romance?
No. My life is boring, girl.
I can't do that. I don't like guys in the same institution I go to, whether it's work, whether it's church, whether it's gym. No.
I can't see you every day. Every single day.
You're killing me.
And they live together, you know, my manager and them.
Oh, they get to come to work together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, it's not.
Girl, it's cute for them. It's not for me. It's cute for them.
And also, they worked in a different company before together, and they came to this company together.
Are they white?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Why people can love?
Ask a silly question.
Yeah, they can really love.
Do you know what's mad though? Is if they say to you guys, oh, we're trying for a baby, you guys are going to know that they'll be having sex every night. Get it.
Oh, disgusting.
Because you know the thing about being pregnant, yeah, is that people know you have sex. I feel that's embarrassing.
Ugh, it's so childish.
Like, I could be 40 years old, I will still feel so embarrassed.
Because what, like, yeah.
If people know how this happens.
Yeah, yeah, no, literally.
If I get IVF, I will wear it on my head. I didn't have sex to get to have this baby.
It's an injection. Actually, no, how's IVF even? Oh, insemination.
Actually, no, you still wear people are going to roast us. You still have sex with IVF. It just helps. I think it helps the eggs to go to the right place. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Guys, we are not scientists, okay? We don't
know. Yeah. And
sometimes it's better to tell people you don't know something, okay?
Yeah, let me just say that. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but either way, yeah.
Yeah, you just have to have sex. It's funny. Yeah. speaking of Akui and I we're piercing twins,
guys. we're actually mad.
I need another one.
Me too, but it made me realize that if there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way, period. Always.
Literally, if there's a will, there's a way. Because guys, when I tell you, I can't remember, what time was it even?
I think it was 6:45. No, it was 6:45. Remember, those shops are closed at 7. We're like, oh, can we get there? Like,
yeah. No, guys, we went for brunch for Essa's birthday.
Yeah.
We're going home. Sorry?
Yeah. I said, my friends are amazing. Shout out to them.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to y'all. I'm thinking we're going home. Like, everyone's, you know, it's a long day, whatever. And the thing is, I did not, like, this was such a spontaneous thing, you know, because we was outside for the whole, like, at least 12 hours.
Yeah. We went to sit in the morning.
Yeah.
From there, we went to Superdrug. We walked. Then we went to brunch, and we were brunching for time.
Yeah.
And then we remember we came out and we were doing the whole TikTok thing, the outfit stuff.
Yeah.
And then we were doing the whole, we did the TikTok, then we took pictures.
Yeah.
And then we were like, and then so basically I was like, oh, like, I think someone said, it was Deborah's person, like, oh, I like your piercing. I think I was like, oh, I like your piercing.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, I've always wanted that. And I was like, let's get it. And then you were like, what now? And I was like, yeah.
Then one of our friends talk about, yeah, I'm gonna get tattoo. I said tattoo.
I said that's too far.
Tattoo. That is too far.
I said, ma'am, that's, we're talking about piercings here.
We love spontaneity. How do you even say it?
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity, guys, what was butchering? Spontaneity.
This
is taking it too far.
Like, girl, relax.
And then the next step was finding a shop that's opened
on a Saturday at 6:45 p.m. My call log is so funny to look at.
Because it's just hella random landlines.
Hella random. Because even when we found someone, we forgot which one we called.
Yeah.
Because it was hella numbers. It was just a lot.
But yeah, we were searching. And at one point I thought, okay, it might be over, you know. But we was like, nope, we're going to find somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we eventually did. But and literally, guys, like, racing down the motorway. Esther didn't even hit somebody as well.
Bruh, she didn't hit me.
Yeah, she didn't hit you, actually, yeah.
Then he hit me. Then she stopped. I could have got in a fight. I would have spent some quick time to get in a fight and then jump in the car and then carry. It was a whole thing.
Guys, it was a whole thing, but it was fun. And it just made me realize I actually want to do more fun, spontaneous things this summer. Like, we actually need to live our life.
Like, honestly, someone's going to be over queer. We've got a
couple weeks.
Because we've got, it's August now. We've got 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah. Is and then the 12? Kids are back to school. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got two and a half weeks. Okay. Let's say 3 weeks.
Damn.
I need to go to one more day party. That's what I need to do. So,
honestly, one more. But the thing is, the ones
I know who we got to talk to, but it's got to happen.
The ones I want to go to on bank holiday weekend, and I'm not here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your summer's over in a week.
Stop it. Don't say that.
Do you know what's mad there? Because Ikuya, so there's, I can't say the brand yet or the people, but they've advertised a new, what's it called, that they've got?
A new what?
A day party they've got coming up.
This is a new brand. Do I know them?
No, we've been to them. We've been to their party.
Okay.
Let me type it in so I forget we have this chat here. Sorry, guys.
We wish we could bring you guys in, but we can't.
We wish we could bring you guys in. Okay.
We can't.
All right.
Okay.
So, Ikuya, that's how I went. I said, let me go and see the prices.
Inflation or inflation?
No, but Ikuya is touching £40.
Just for day party. No food. Not the brand. Hey, Jesus.
I'm sorry, there's no shit in my game. Give me free tickets then. Yeah.
Nearly £40.
Like, no food. Because you know that day parties, a lot of day parties will have the food part. Then they have like the party part.
Yeah.
This to me look like just the party part. Let me go and check again. Because I said I know you lying. And then basically
bring back the £10 tickets.
Yes. Do you know why I know it's do you know why I know it's just the party part? Because they had like, so basically a lot of day parties are doing this thing where, because a lot of people don't come on time, right? They come later. So they're doing like timely slots where you come before 4 o'clock, it's cheaper. Come before 5, come before 6. This one was like the come before 6 time, because who's really going to get to day party at 4 p.m.? Please, who's going to get there? Yep, it was £36.
Wow.
The shock in my spirit.
The pressure is getting worse.
It's getting worse and worse.
Wow.
Okay, I was in shock.
That's mad, you know. That's actually impressive. Because even the sister brands, I'm not going to say their name. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's
a sister brand, yeah.
They're also really expensive.
Girl.
I just put in the chat function.
Yes. Yes.
They're also very expensive. And I'm just thinking, what's going on these days?
Sis, and this is what, because you've been doing the club. Anybody trying to party at nighttime?
Yeah.
At 3 a.m. What do you think this is? In fact, shade, gone. Shade. Because my thing is just like, help me help you guys.
Bring back the £10 tickets, because what the hell?
That's what I got. You know, our favorite place, Pitch. I can't lie to you. From what I'm seeing, I don't think Pitch's price has been doing too much. Because when I think, I still have to come there and buy drinks and buy food and everything else and make my way there. This is nothing. This is just for me to shake a leg. And it's even my legs I'm shaking. You don't provide me with the energy.
And also the drinks and everything aren't cheap either, guys. Last time we went out,
Oh my gosh.
The woman charges £20 for a double. Guys, it was 20, wasn't it?
Yes, Ikuya. I was in shock.
£20 for a double and a mixer. Since when? And it's, guys, it was not Proud in Backman, because I know everybody be talking about how expensive Proud is. This was a hotel.
Sis.
It was a manor.
It's not a manor. It was a manor.
Shade. And they charged. So she's talking about how she doesn't want to pour too much over the limit or something like that.
She's a liar, an actress.
Get the fuck out.
She should have got the fuck out, because she's lying. You can't, in establishments, you're allowed to sell doubles. If I was asking for a triple, then you sell me a double, then you send me a single. This heifer talking about she can't sell a double, so she has to send us two singles.
£20, guys. That could have been 20 great bottle.
British pounds. For double of Malibu, I should have got tequila the whole time. If I'm gonna get it, I'm not gonna get juice,
bro.
But I'll be doing flavor. I like the flavor. Well, where's that get me?
And when I deeped it that night, I'm pretty sure probably I spent nearly, including the tickets, maybe I spent at least over £60.
Yeah. Oh, that one I spent
close to 100. You know, because even add my travel as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Y'all are wild in the streets. I know times are hard for everybody, but it's hard for everybody.
Come on.
Help me help you.
Literally. Because otherwise people... Actually, do you know what? People are still going to go.
Yeah, and that's what the problem is. Because they know that it's not really affecting... That's why they come and tell us the girls are going to get it.
Yeah.
Someone listen to this right there, think if you're broke, just say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah,
but guess what? It's about trying to be smart with your money.
That's it. That is actually it.
Because, you know, people have been going to day parties like every weekend. Do you know how much money you've spent?
I want to know what jobs y'all got. Let me know.
Let me know in the comment section.
Are they recruiting?
Let me know.
Are they recruiting, guys?
Because
I don't get it.
Are nearly £40, drinks are £20, and I'm not having one drink because that's not going to last me all night.
Yeah.
How much are we spending a night? At least £100. And for the boys who want to do bottles, bruh.
Yeah. They're living it up. Do boys even do bottles these days? I feel like the economy is too tight.
It's true, you know. Because boys will buy one bottle and be holding on to that bottle
tight. Like it's...
Tight. The whole night.
Like it's a Grammy, bruv. Let it go. Yeah. You're about to squeeze the glass into them because you're holding the bottle so tight. But let break it
go.
It's mad. But I don't blame them. They're going to be tight.
Because, do you know what? That bottle thing is actually really true, though. You actually that see boys holding one bottle all night.
I know your drink is warm.
It's very
warm. And you know what's mad as well? Because champagne, when it's warm, is not nice.
Yeah.
So put it back in the ice bucket. So we're not going to drink it.
Bye. Good night. Good night. How can you say we're not going to drink it? I'm so tired. It's true, you know. Actually, they're so shaking funny, their man. Boots because they're scared.
You're doing a zonto, you're doing dance in the middle, and you are holding and the thing is, to let when, it go.
When they're pouring the girls drink, they'll be pouring droplets, like small little drops into your cup. Excuse me, don't give me nothing at all then.
They're giving you 99% chaser, 1% alcohol. You don't even know what drink, you don't know what alcohol they put in there if you didn't ask, if you didn't see him pouring
it's
it.
True, it's true, it's true.
It's man, it's get tough your money out here, up. You know.
It's actually tough out here. It's actually tough. But I see the boys also be buying brown liquor. Like I see boys buy brown liquor instead of the champagne, so they can actually carry it all night.
Yes, and all they have to do is add the ice cube from the bucket into the cup.
Yeah, and, you know.
Girl, I know. I've been watching these men. Get the ice cube in the cup. We see you. Get the ice cube in there. Add the chaser, and there you are. You don't have to drink it warm. Ah. Gosh, men are tight.
True, though. In the UK, again, bottles, like, so I feel like, especially at day parties, bottles aren't a thing.
No, it's not.
Like, you would hardly see a guy walking around with a bottle. It's go to Africa now.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's standard.
It's the culture.
Yeah, it's actually the culture.
But UK, like, how many times have we gone out and we've seen guys actually holding bottles? Barely.
Barely.
And boys don't even want to buy you drinks.
That's a pandemic.
That is a whole pandemic.
Like, where is the chivalry?
But you quick to want to get my number, though.
And then when they buy you the one drink, they want to capture you. They want to capture you.
Of one.
They
drink.
Want
one.
You know what's mad? It's not a double.
Single.
They want to capture. One singular drink, they want to capture.
Even a shot, even.
And you will not hear the end of it. You will actually not hear word. You will not hear the end of this. But the thing is,
I feel like when a guy buys you a drink in the dance room, you're basically married.
Yeah, like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah,
don't
you're basically my... married. You're basically
back
married.
Off.
No, you're actually basically married.
Like, can you actually leave me alone?
Because I can guarantee you, he's got eyes everywhere. Like, wherever you're moving in the dance room, he can see you.
He's thinking, and then that's what I start doing. Oh, that bitch.
After one drink.
Wash your monzo. I'll transfer it right now. Wash your monzo. I'll transfer it right now. Because I cannot be indebted to you because you bought me one drink.
Send me the account details because I'm sick of it.
Send it to me. Send it to me. And I'll pay for your next round too. Just so you know that. Relax here. Honestly. I don't know what it is that guys... I don't know. It's not... You didn't buy me a house.
One drink. That's the thing, is one drink.
You're not, and the thing is... Nah. The men back home are lit, you know. They'll buy you bottles. Do you remember even that time... They don't have to be back home. They have to be men, yeah, who are from back home. Do you remember when we went to that wine bar?
Yeah, guys.
In this Victoria, London we went to, you know?
Yeah. These South African men bought us a bottle.
They bought us two bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was because basically it's just basically a wine bar.
Yeah.
So the bottle is not like Echo Falls £5.
No.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then remember one of them bought it. And then when they bought it, and then more of them came and they were like, oh, let's get another bottle.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we're like, we gotta go. Yeah. Well, I remember he did buy it. We had two bottles.
Yeah.
Just from them, we just have, and it wasn't a thing of, they didn't want to follow us home. They didn't want our numbers. Nope. They literally were just like, oh, you guys look lovely today.
Just
what you guys
based on the conversation.
Just conversation. I did not feel like I had to sell my nipples to them. It was just conversation. Damn. We're in the
It's
mud.
True. There's a difference between the guys from back home and the guys that are born here. Guys that are born here are tied with their
What are they like when they go to Ghana? Do they spend it up?
The thing is, they actually don't. And if they do, so as somebody famously said on Twitter, divided by five. Everything is divided by five. Like, the table is divided by five.
None of the counters.
Divided by five. Like, literally, that's the... Like, when UK guys go to Africa to do the 30 December, they split everything.
But you know, I feel like the guys back home must be shy for them. Because they're thinking, you come from London and you're coming to do big boy here, but you're not even getting that. You're not even partnering the girls.
Because you know, when the guys back home, back, we don't want to chill with them. Shine.
Yeah, that's true.
We want the boys back over there.
Must be like, this is our time to shine. Come on, boys, let's go.
Yeah.
Now, I got to be in Ghana. How do the Americans say in Ghana?
You see it. Like, I remember one time I went to Bloom and there's cabanas, right? So you'd think that people will sit inside their cabanas, but no. People, as in, everybody was forming outside of their cabanas. Like, all the boys are watching all the other boys. Like, no one's actually sitting in their cabana. You spent like thousands for.
That's for me, I'll sit. Because I might.
And I was like, all right, well, if you guys want to do stare off, I'm going to eat your food, and I'm going to eat your drink. And I'm going to drink
And
your
one
drink.
Thing about me, I'm going to eat.
And the food was good too. So
I can imagine, because that's kind of lounge I want to go to, where it's like it's got a little chops, the little meat on the toothpick.
Literally, exactly that. They had like sausages, yeah, but it was like little bite-sized sausages with like suya flavoring.
Oh, stop it! I'm hungry.
And then they had like the fried yam and the
I'm gonna go to the club in a baggy dress because I'm filling up.
The grilled chicken, and it had the toothpick. We just used the toothpick just to pick up.
Just pick it up. Oh.
Good food. Club food is actually nice, you know.
Yeah, it is. You got to wait me.
Yeah.
There's a place in London, actually, that we went to one time. And it was nice food. I don't know, did you go to the day party with us? It was a day party before. I think we went to Lux before. I'm not sure if you came. And I think you went home. And we went to some other place after.
No.
That's when we went on Naira Marley's table.
Oh, that was after those people mess us up.
Oh, was that? Yeah.
That
was a good night because they had like, you don't have the goat. I don't eat goat, but if it's free, I'm eating it. It was like goat meat, seasoned. It's a bit of meat. That was nice food. That was good food.
Good food and alcohol hits the good combo
and great and good music.
Yeah,
and no man is chatting up in your ears.
It's
a great night out.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we need a lounge kind of night out in this place.
Yeah, there's a few
shisha
lounges and stuff. I think we should definitely do one of those definitely before.
Yeah,
but I definitely need one more day party. I'm not even joking.
I mean, one more day party and then a nice little shisha lounge with like nice little bites and drinks.
Yeah,
I'm up for that.
I think we should definitely do a shisha lounge.
Yeah, I'm a bit. That's
there's
a
quite a few to be fair.
Okay,
there's loads now.
Really, that's good.
Yeah, a lot of shisha places are opening up.
Well, then can people do season? I'm sorry. So shisha lounges that own like Turkish people, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
So y'all can season meat. Y'all season your food.
Yeah, they
do. Let's have little chops on a table and stuff.
What, like African version?
No, I don't mind the Turkish version, but it's just seasoned meat.
Oh, yeah. I think you should do like an African version, you know. Like somebody open up a restaurant with shisha and small tops. And honestly, yes, and good music. Come on.
You honestly make so much money. You
entrepreneurs, start something.
Just get at it.
You boss bitches. You boss babes.
You boss babes. Let's get it.
Start something.
That would actually be lit.
Especially the summer as well, when the weather's nice. And
that's the thing. The weather, this is raining next week. So.
Is it?
Yeah, girl. It's raining for like 4 days. Next week.
That's the thing about UK weather. Balance.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let me see.
Just like men. They're going to make you real happy and real sad the next minute.
Okay.
People think that this is a bashing men episode, you know?
It's not. I think that's not. It's annoying. Annoyingly, I feel like that's kind of become my image recently, and I don't like it.
Not your image.
I don't know. It's just,
I don't think so.
I've been on the wrong side of conversations recently, and it's just like, oh no. I love me some men. Don't you worry about that.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it. That's that splat. Now he's doing. And that man's crazy,
I think he's a little bit older now.
Yeah, probably. That was
who shocked me. Is little
Terrio.
Terrio.
He's big Terrio now.
And he's lost so much weight.
Yeah. Big him up, man.
It's good though, because I actually thought he was going to be big forever.
Yeah. And stuff like that. When you're young as well, it's not healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, your heart and all that stuff is just not, it's not it, man.
Yeah, it's not. But you know how Americans are, and again, not to generalize, but everything there is supersized. So it's very easy to be obese.
Yeah. If I go to America,
the calorie intake.
Girl. I keep saying that I'm gonna lose weight before I go that place. I have to drop a couple dress sizes because I'm a comeback. And apparently,
food is expensive as well, you know.
Yeah, but that's also you because you got to tip them.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah, you got to tip them every other second.
Yeah, it's true. But the only thing I like about America is the fact that they have variety, like variety upon variety in terms of restaurants, shops. Yeah. Like in the UK, it's just very limited. Like, oh God.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's even only now that we're getting a variety of different restaurants. But before it was like everyone used to go to like the same regular places.
Yeah.
But now there's a lot of like new brunch places opening up, new shisha lounges, like, which is weird because we just came out of a pandemic, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Well, y'all get your money how you have to. I just need you guys' service and the food to match, please, because you're killing me here.
Yeah. Like, to be fair, I haven't had bad service recently.
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't had bad service recently.
That is good.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Well, yeah, guys.
That is it.
Yeah, I think that's it for today. Hope you...
Yeah, we can't really talk about the elephant in the room because I just can't bother with it.
You want to talk about what?
I said we can't really talk about the elephant in the room because I just can't bother with it.
What's the elephant?
The man with the feet.
Oh, to be honest, I wasn't really fucking with him before this incident. Like, as in, not that I have anything against him, but as in, I wasn't engaged in his content. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I don't follow him. You know what I
mean? So, why would I now want to start talking about him now that he's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the best to all parties involved.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah. But no, guys, honestly, let us know how you found the episode. I think I'm gonna have some little clips from here. I'm going to try and put on TikTok. Let's try and do something
with my face like this.
No, not video. Girl.
Guys, if you see the word right audio. Now.
I meant the audio. I'll try and see if I can do something.
Oh, yeah.
I'll try
to do the same on Instagram.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool. And then follow us on social media, as always, at No Shade Pod. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. I haven't told you guys in a while. Y'all thought I forgot? I'm back. But follow us on subscribe on Apple and all that kind of great stuff. Leave us nice reviews. Give us 5-star reviews. Give us nice 5-star reviews. Like rate our show on Spotify as well. All that stuff basically helps with the algorithm, helps more people to find us. And we know you guys love us and you want us to grow. So why not?
Yeah, guys. And I know we've said about the brunch thing.
Yes,
guys, I know we said about the live show. At this point, we honestly sound like, you know, I don't want to say anything anymore. When they say they're going to take you to McDonald's and they don't take you, this is what we sound like at this point.
I was thinking about this weekend. I don't want to say anything anymore.
Yeah, you'll just see it.
Yeah, so we're not going to say anything about it anymore
because at this point, it's embarrassing. And we're really sorry, guys.
Like, yeah.
We're really, really sorry. But yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. I'm not going to say nothing.
Someone's listening, rolling their eyes right now, like, whatever, man.
They even skipped it. They didn't even hear this part. They
even ended the episode already.
This is it.
Whatever, man.
Whatever. Yeah. Live show. Yeah.
So done.
But yeah, also, if you guys want to see any particular guests today, let us know, and then we can reach out to them and stuff like that.
Yeah. Let us know. We haven't had a guest on for a while, actually. So
yeah, we've got some thoughts of people we need to invite. We just need to sort out schedules and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
This is a Monday.
Oh, have a good week. I mean,
have a great week. Don't let anyone take you for idiots.
Yes.
I remember enjoy tables you're invited on.
Yeah, and don't mix business with pleasure, y'all.
Ever. Unless you're real fine, then you can.
And
he's rich. Oh, if he's rich, that's fine, girl.
Yeah.
Go forth. Enjoy the moment, the time.
Literally.
But yeah, y'all, we out.
Bye.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.